Hello, and welcome to Broadway Baby, the podcast taking one casual theater goer to full-out fangirl. I'm your host and Broadway Baby at the same time, Alex Vasella, here without my co-hosts and lovely Broadway parents, Kimberly Cooper Schmidt and Jay Schmidt. Since we're doing the quarantine thing, I thought I would try to take the edge off of social distancing and reach out and talk to some people who've listened to the show for a while and interact with us very sweetly on Twitter and Instagram and get to know them a little better. So here today, I'm with a big fan of the show, Brenda Martinez, aka Fluke Girl. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Trying not to lose my damn mind. How about you?
Same. Yeah.
So have you listened? Has Brenda met world? Let's put it that way. Any theater, any of any kind, listening, whatnot?
I wouldn't necessarily say I've met world, just been revisiting a lot of my favorites. I think, you know, like all of us are looking for some comfort. So, you know, just re-listening to the things that I enjoy has definitely been a part of my quarantine process.
Okay. What shows?
Lots of Be More Chill. That's definitely a favorite of mine. Dear Evan Hansen. Let's see, even going back to just some of the stuff that we've done in, when I was in high school, I did the band for our theater program. So I've been listening to a lot of shows that we did there. Into the Woods was one of them, but we also did a show called Little Me that I've been listening to a lot recently. So that's been a lot of fun.
I'm so surprised that like schools do Into the Woods, because I'm like, it's got a very high body count, like higher than Pulp Fiction, I've checked.
It really does. It really does. It's pretty, I remember we did a version of it for the kids in our area. Like we had them come out of school and we did basically just the first act. So everything wraps up in a nice little life. It's happily ever after. And we're all kind of like, okay, hopefully their parents don't take them to see it this weekend and they find out that everyone dies at the end.
Yeah. So tell me, we touched on it just a little bit now, but tell me about your history with theater. Were you a theater kid? Did you have a theater family? Like, walk me through it.
For sure. I really got introduced to musicals through like the old movie musicals. My mom likes watching a lot of old movies. So, you know, she would sit me down and say, you're going to watch this. You have to know about this. And so that's kind of my introduction to musicals.
So she Clockwork Orange you with Sound of Music?
Basically. Yeah. So Sound of Music, West Side Story, Hello Dolly, you name it. You know, if it was on Turner Classic Movies, we watched it. That was kind of our thing. And then In high school, like I said, I joined, you know, I was in band and I started playing musicals with them. And we did a lot of honestly kind of obscure musicals when I was in high school. So that got me interested in like, okay, this is like something I've never heard of before. Because Into the Woods was probably the most well-known show that we did. Let's see. There's the first show I ever did was a show called 1940s Radio Hour. Okay. And the whole setting is basically a radio show. The band is actually part of the show, since, you know, in a typical radio show, you would have the band and the actors and all the singers kind of all in one stage. So the audience of the show is essentially the audience of this radio show, a live studio.
I love when shows do that. Like when Dear Evan Hansen kind of makes you, I mean, I've never seen it, but like when it kind of makes you for a second, like the audience of students.
Yes. In a way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the whole show is like that, essentially. And it was a pretty cool setup. It was very interesting for that being my first show, because I wasn't in a pit. I wasn't hidden. Like we had costumes, we had everything. So that was a really interesting experience. But let's see, another one. I mentioned Little Me. That one is a little more popular. More people know about that one, but it's still not one that you see a lot of high schools doing for sure.
Yeah.
So let's see. We also did Clue the Musical, which was a lot of fun.
There's a Clue the Musical?
It is, and it's audience interaction. So the beginning of the show, the ending actually changes based on cards that the audience picks out, just like the game.
So is it based on the movie or is it just based on the game? Like
it's just based on the game. It's just based on the game.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So when you did it, which was your favorite way for it to end?
Oh man. Anytime Mrs. White was involved in any way, even when she wasn't the killer, just whenever she was on stage was honestly the best part, because she her character in the show is very much like this drunken, surly maid who just doesn't care anymore.
Yeah. Follow-up question to about Clue the Musical. Is it good? Or is it just Clue the Musical and it's fun because of that? Or is it actually a good show?
I would say it's definitely more of a, it's fun because it's Clue the Musical. Gotcha. The show is a lot of fun to do, but I wouldn't say it's like the best show I've ever done.
Okay. Yeah. Cause like, I mean, we've, as we've started to do shows on the podcast that were like, you know, Legally Blonde the Musical and Beetlejuice the Musical, like, I feel like I've gotten really lucky that the ones Kimberly and Jay have showed me have all turned out to be, oh yeah, this needed to be a musical so they could do something cool with it. Like, I really liked Beetlejuice and Legally Blonde. And I'm like, eventually we're going to get to, I mean, relatively soon we're doing Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
And oh, yeah.
Honestly, I listened to the album and I didn't hate it. I think this one might be like, oh, it's just staged so poorly. But like, it just sounds kind of like a generic U2 album. So it might not be the songwriting that's like at fault, but that doesn't make it a good show. But those are still fun to talk about. So what's now that we've talked about some shows, what's like a show or a few shows or anything that we haven't covered that you're like dying to introduce me to?
Yes, actually, one of them, like I said, we did a lot of kind of off the wall shows in high school, and one I think that you in particular might appreciate is called My Favorite Year. I don't know if you've heard of the movie. Yeah, so it's actually a musical based on that movie.
Okay, I've never seen it, but I did spend about 2 hours with the writer of said movie on a different podcast. So,
I personally really enjoy it. It's definitely not a popular musical. It closed after about a month. Very unsuccessful.
I love a super flop where like there might not even be an album. Like, have you heard of Burrito Square? Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a mythically bad show. It's about a town in Italy that's called Burrito Square, even though that's not an Italian thing. It's just whoever wrote it didn't know that was stupid. And it's about a town that I guess is like one person shy of being legally declared a town, but then one of the townsfolk gets pregnant. So it's about that journey. And it closed, I think, after two performances, and then it's become like an urban legend. And I know Kimberly and Jay don't, so like, it's one of those things where it's like, every once in a while, just because I've picked up really random, you know, on the street, like, theater knowledge, and they had educations, I'm like, so do you guys fuck with Burrito Square? And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, oh, I need to teach you about something.
That's fantastic.
I don't think there are any recordings, but if I could find one, I might have to pay a lot of money to get them.
Probably.
So My Favorite Year, was it written by any songwriters I would know or anyone big in it I would know, or was it just...
Yeah, it was Flaherty and Aarons, the guys that wrote Rag.
Oh, that who did... They did Once, I think?
No, I don't know.
Once. I know they did Rocky.
Yeah, so they're... Yeah, like, the writing team was fantastic, and also it was Andrea Martin's Broadway debut. Curry was in it. Huh. Lainey Kazan was in it. I mean, the cast is phenomenal. It's one of my favorite recordings, just because you get some fantastic performances from Andrea Martin and Tim Curry alone. Worth tracking down that recording. But it also, I don't know, there's something about that show that when we did it, there's this earnestness to it that I really appreciate. Even though the show like isn't this big success, it's a good story. I really enjoyed like the actual story, the plot, the characters. I thought it was well written. It's one of those that, to me, I think it was timed poorly. I don't know if anybody was looking for that show, but if you do get a chance to encounter it, I think it's a fun show to listen to, for sure.
Okay. When did this come out?
1992.
Okay. Sometimes they're just like, I mean, there's the whole designation in TV, the like brilliant but canceled. Like, I've been going back through The Critic, which is one of my favorite shows, mm-hmm. and it was tossed around to networks and it kept getting canceled, but it's great. So like, every once in a while you're like, why didn't this make it on Broadway? And it's just, there was so many forces and no one exactly. wanted it or whatever. But okay, any other shows I should be listening to in quarantine?
Let's see. That's my big one. That's kind of my soapbox show. My joke with my friends is that I'm one of three people that wants to see a revival of My Favorite Year.
Okay, who are the other two?
I don't know. I haven't met them, but I'd love to. I'm sure we would get along.
Listeners, if you are the other two, please contact Fluke Girl. so you were in band. Were you in the marching band, or was it specifically like a theater band, or were you like all purpose?
Oh yeah, big marching band. I was in marching band all through high school, all through college. But I got through into the jazz program, weirdly enough. So obviously I play the flute, that's my handle and everything, but I got into saxophone because there's a band at Disneyland that they take college auditions. It's only for college kids. They don't take flutes, they take saxophones. So I'm like, I'm going to be in jazz band, I'm going to learn the saxophone. I never joined that band for a lot of reasons. My life path kind of changed a little bit, but because I started playing saxophone, I was in jazz band and I started getting into theater that way. And that was fantastic. I kind of lost theater for a while, you know, after you get out of school, there's not a lot of opportunity, but now I work in community theater as a stage manager.
How's that treating you? And then I remembered theater's not a thing right now, but until the world caught fire, how was that treating you?
It was really, really fun. I primarily work on straight plays. I haven't done a musical yet, but the closest thing I did to a musical, we kind of called it a musical with fight scenes. The last show I did was a production of She Kills Monsters, which is a show about this girl who her sister passes away and she finds this notebook and it turns out to be a Dungeons and Dragons homebrew module that she made. And she kind of goes through the Dungeons and Dragons story to find out more about her sister. And it's a lot of fun because every scene has a big fight scene in it, lots of choreography. There's a dance battle. It's a good time. So that's a non-musical show, but fantastic.
I want to see it so bad, though.
I'll go ahead and we have a link to our production. I can send.
Sweet.
Yep.
Excellent. I think we're at about time. So as I'm going to give all my guests the option to, the very soft option, sing out, Louise.
All right. I don't want a Netflix special. Just want some friends to pod with. I'll never be Marc Maron. I'd settle for Kevin Smith. So I learn all of the rules and I use them on iTunes to stay alive. Don't need an HBO special. No, no, I just want to survive. Come on, come on, download. Come on, come on, subscribe.
Yay! That was better than when I did it.